Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Prints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and a wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Prints at instantprints.com/Boise or call 200-IMPRINTS, that's 208-467-7468. Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Carl Felt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show, Integrative Lyme Solution with Dr. Carl Felt, Tiffany and Henry. So you guys are in hot Mississippi right now.
Yes, yeah. Very hot.
Yeah, no mosquitoes whatsoever, right?
No, plenty.
So tell me a little bit, what you both actually both been struggling with Lyme. So was this something that started before you guys met?
Well, for like me, mine was chronic Lyme. So mine laid dormant in my body for many, many, many years based on the doctor that I saw, she went back to look at medical records and just saw some of the stuff that I had went through. And so she thinks that I possibly could have contracted it in my teenage years, and it laid dormant, and then something just triggered it. And when it came out like a wildfire. Wow. So for me, it was just like, when it came out with a vengeance, and it's really rough. Now, like with his case, his was, he got the fever, body aches. We found the bullseye, which he treated right then, hasn't had any more issues. So mine was a lot different from that, but his was more acute, where we saw it right then, and
wow,
well, we never got a tick off of him, but we just saw we did see the bullseye, got the fever, the aches.
Yeah,
I think the reason we were able to get mine to where we did so fast is because we had already dealt with her and her chronic, and I mean she was a soldier, she was all over it. I come out of the shower and she seen the bullseye and she said, "We've got to get on this right now," because we were close to being in the process of having her in remission at the time that happened with me.
Wow. So you kind of had your own personal Lyme doctor, which is fantastic. Right. And of course, nothing is great about Lyme, but it is great that you caught yours so quickly and yes, treated it. And, because myself, I got the bullseye rash, but I was uneducated. I didn't know what that meant. So like you, Tiffany, mine just lay dormant. And when it came out, it came out. So
yeah, and that's a key, is that people, they don't recognize how important it is, when you're bit by a tick or when you know that something like that has happened, then to just jump on it immediately. I have patients that when they find out, they call and say, I've been bit by something, I put them on a protocol, and that way we can prevent these kind of long things that resurface 25 years later or whatever it may be, so I'm that's awesome. So you have no symptoms whatsoever now, Henry, from all of this?
I do not.
Okay.
That's so incredible. Yeah. Because unfortunately, so many patients you know, you don't have to get the bullseye rash right when you get bit either. And so by the time you go to multiple doctors, you've already got chronic Lyme before you even know you have Lyme. So
yeah,
that's, you were a good case.
And you did like doxycycline or what did you do?
Yes, that's what, see, my body worked with that. My treatment was totally different than hers.
They did the muscle testing on him to find out which medicines or if he would respond better to antibiotics or natural remedies. And for him, just his body just responded better to medicines. Now, that was not the case. Mine didn't like the traditional medicine. So
yeah, the traditional medicine was actually making it worse on her. We had to go the holistic route with her, and it just, where hers was chronic, it took time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it caused her to gain weight. Our Lyme doctor thinks that it caused her gallbladder possibly to go bad. And it was just, I mean, she was, at one point, she was on death's doorstep.
I'm allergic to I have food allergies now too, that they say is, I never had that issue before until this. And so now I don't eat milk and eggs. So
how did your mother think it's something that started in your teenage years? I mean, what did you see that made her think that?
Well, that's actually my doctor. Like,
oh, your doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. Just going back and reading some of my medical records, like I have been treated for panic attacks in the past and the medicines never did anything. You know what I mean? It was like a roller coaster for quite some time with that. Even got to the point where it even affected my driving and just, you know, I just, until this day, I even still struggle from that, from stuff in the past, you know what I mean? It's just something that has just carried on and on. And, like I said, there's just been different things, just weird things. Like I take thyroid medicine. I had to have gallbladder surgery. I've had trouble with, vertigo, different things, just random things like that. It's not been like anything like consistent. It's just been like random things here and there. And like I said, when I hit the age of 30, it just all went downhill from there for a while. Just, I was throwing up every day. And then, just like walking from here to the bathroom, like my legs would just tremble real bad. And just, heart rate was high, just out the roof, blood pressure up, just all kinds, dealing with panic and just, you know, real sick. Just
she had doctors test. They didn't run a Lyme test on her for years. When she would go to the doctor with these problems, they were treating the symptoms instead of doing the proper testing to find out. And then, like I said, when we come to a time when I was actually desperately afraid we was going to lose her, she was so sick. And we went to the doctor and I was with her and I told the doctor, I said, I want you to run every possible test you can on her. I said, we need to get to the bottom of this and find out what is going on. I said, because I am scared I'm going to lose her to whatever this is. I said, I don't care what it costs. We need to figure it out, fix it out. And he run a complete blood panel on her and everything and tested for everything he could. And he told us he was testing for Lyme disease. We didn't think nothing about it, but when he had come back, it was actually, that's what it showed up. It was.
Wow. And how long did from when you hit the 30 and mm-hmm. you really went downhill, how long did it take to get that diagnosis? How was it years or?
It was probably about a year. Wasn't it struggling off and on before?
It got drastically worse for around a year before we got to the point.
And do you know what labs they used for your testing?
They did LabCorp.
LabCorp. Okay. And that did show positive. Okay.
It did. Yes. Yep.
Good.
Yep. So what did that look like, Henry? You're saying you thought that you're going to lose her. I mean, what did that look like?
She was getting sicker and sicker.
And even with throwing up on a daily basis, which now we think that may have been the food allergies partial to that, but I was gaining weight. Like I'm very small framed. I'm not 5'3", you know, I'm very small framed. So a normal body weight for me is, you know,
and
a little over 100. And I was gaining, and at the worst was 160 for me, and my face, everything just was like, and wow. It was, my body was just full of toxic, you know, and just toxic stuff.
What made me so afraid is she got to a point where when she had gained that weight and she was just so toxic and just felt so bad all the time. I mean, a lot of days she didn't even feel like getting up out of bed. Yep. She didn't have the strength to walk. It was almost like I would have to help her. And she had kind of fell into a state of depression over this. And I mean, anybody that's dealt with Lyme or been around it like you all have, you know, it was almost breaking her will. She was almost ready to give up.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if everybody does, but I believe strongly in prayer.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the only thing that brought us to the point of where we was to have those tests run. And immediately, whenever we found that out, we sought help from a specialist because they started trying to run, what they run you on, 3 months, I think,
I was on a combination of, what was Doxy and, okay, what was the other antibiotic? They had me on two different antibiotics. Yeah. Plus,
and it seemed like it was intensifying a lot of her problems.
Okay.
She was having, like, because of the antibiotics and stuff, she wasn't able to eat right because it was affecting her.
I was
her.
Breaking out in splotches. Like, I'd get these red splotches on my face, yeah. And just, I just felt like I was getting worse, not better with the antibiotics. And I don't know. And I mean, even with the detoxing, I was doing everything I could to detox so I wouldn't have like the Herxheimer yes. reaction, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that right, but you know what I'm talking about.
So. We know, yeah. So the doctor that did your LabCorp test, was that the one who prescribed the antibiotics?
Yes.
And
yes.
Was it just your primary doctor or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he was actually more of a family friend, so he was the type that, you know, he would listen if you know what I mean. Like he'll listen right. to what you want to say. So that I think that helped a lot. But you know, he just luckily he was familiar with some of Lyme disease. And I just after that point, after I just started doing my own research, got on Facebook. I just started to want to, you know, looking through Facebook, different things. And I found a doctor about an hour away, luckily, because, you know, there's LLMDs are very hard to come by, you know, or yep. close to, a lot of times they're in bigger areas. And luckily found one about an hour away that treated it. And so I made an appointment with them and we did the holistic route. And that was just, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's body is different. You know, and like for Henry, it was the antibiotics were great for him. But in my case, doing the holistic thing. And another part that played a very big role is diet. Diet plays so, you know, I try anytime I get a chance to tell people this, your diet is so important in your everyday life, even not just in instances like this, but everyday life, you know, just, you know, what you put in your body, you become. So if you're going to put yeah. junk in, you're going to get junk results. So and even to this day, I have followed that healthy lifestyle. I limit sugar, you know, limit breads. If I do eat breads, I eat more whole grain type things. I eat a lot of fruits, vegetables, things like that. We limit red meat. We try to stay more fish, chicken, you know, when we do versus we still do like steaks, but we do try to limit, you know, the red meat intake and just.
We try to stay as far as the cleansing and healthy eating and stuff, we try to stay on it the best of our abilities to prevent any type of flare-ups and stuff like that.
I'm glad you said that right there. Well, I'm glad you both said that because diet is so important. And I talk to, you know, a lot of Lyme patients and they're frustrated because they're not getting better. But then on the flip side, they're saying, well, gosh, I'm so sick and now you don't want me to eat any of this stuff, you know, and sometimes it's hard for Lyme patients to understand that your diet really is so important. Yeah. And then Henry, with you saying that, you know, you continue that too, you know, and I do too. I detox in some form every single day and I watch my diet and do I need to? I don't know. But I was so sick that I didn't care. I'll do whatever I need to do not to go back there again. So
right.
that's smart that you're doing that as well.
I don't even color my hair because I've heard stories, you know, some of the chemicals in hair products can cause you to have flare-ups. And to me, whether that be the case or not, I'm not willing to take that chance. I don't tell him after I go completely gray-headed, you just have to get used to it.
Well, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
I don't think the world in general realizes what Lyme takes from a person. And just for instance, me and hers never had to tried to have children simply because we've read where it can carry on into the child. And even though mine was short-lived before it went into remission, seeing what she went through, I would never put that on anybody, and most especially a child.
No, no.
And it's
a very, very hard part of it.
And it doesn't – it just seems like it doesn't get the recognition that it deserves and the attention to solve the problem.
No, it doesn't. And that's why, you know, we both appreciate you guys so much being here, because this is why we're doing this, to spread the awareness and also to let listeners know that there are multiple ways to treat Lyme. You know, like you said, Tiffany, it's not... You know, antibiotics worked great for Henry, but they didn't for you. And there's no one fit for anything when it comes to Lyme. Not a lot about anything about Lyme makes sense.
That's very true. And I mean, and it's hard. I mean, it's tough going through the treatment and having your detox plan and then having, you know, this whole schedule to take medicines and then throw your diet in there. It's very overwhelming, but it can be done. And having a great support system does mean a lot. And I know there's a lot of people out there that doesn't, you know, so it's nice to know, you know, just to have those outlets. And, you know, I've tried to look at the good and bad, you know, even though contracting the Lyme was terrible, but people that I've been able to meet because of Lyme, like, you know, if it wouldn't have been for that, I would have probably never met these people. And I have met some really great people and have, you know, just that
I've some of your best friendships, right?
Exactly. Yep. You know, I've met a lot of great people, and otherwise that wouldn't have. So, you know, I've tried to look at the positive out of the situation. And when I first started getting sick, I was still trying to work a full-time job, was actually working at a urology office. And my doctor put me out on FMLA leave because I was doing what I could. You know, I knew I needed to work, but there was just some days I literally couldn't get out of bed. And I was working for a local hospital and they actually fired me. And we went to the board about that. And it was just having to relive what happened that day. And it got to the point it was making me worse. So we just made the decision it wasn't worth pursuing it any longer to try and, you know, make things right. They did something dirty, in my opinion, but in the end, you know, it was actually a blessing in the sky and I didn't know it. You know, I now work from home and I've been doing that about 7 years now. I love it. And, you know, I've been able to meet people that way as well. And so in that case too, even though they fired me and it was just embarrassing because it was over a health issue, you know, it was still at the end of the day, it was, you know, it was actually a good thing. So
that's one of the things is that sometimes they did not do the right thing, but then you need to recognize, you know, what would benefit me the most. You know, if I pursue this and I make that right, you know, the cost of my health, is that worth it? And and so it's always important to kind of weigh those options to recognize that, yes, I really want justice in this area, but it's going to cost me too much, you know, to do that. And then usually then God opens up a door that's even better.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
That's right.
And, you know, being able to be at home and not everybody has that opportunity, but for me, it gave me the freedom I needed to, if I wasn't feeling good, I could lay down for a little bit and I was able to do my treatments and, you know, just, it was great for me, but, you know, it's just, it's not an easy journey at all, you know, and it's hard to find, you have to be your own advocate and you have to do your research. And just because something worked for one person don't mean, you know, it's, it may work for you, it may not, but you know, and it's trial and error too. I mean, like me, I had to try the antibiotics first to realize, you know, my body's not taking this very well. I need to try something else. So sometimes it is trial and error, and you know, I just don't give up, you know, you just hang in there, and you know, if you just keep after it, you know, you will find what works best for you.
I think something else that's real important that people should know that has Lyme disease, and if they have it as chronic Lyme disease like she had it, they really need somebody in their life that's strong as a support system for them. Like she said, when she had to go through this, she had to totally change her diet and everything, and we come to look at it as a point, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. You yes. want to be healthier. And she was going to try cooking, and she, I mean, we're in the South, so we like fried chicken, fried pork chops, fried fish. And she was going to try to cook one way for her and one way for me. And I told her, I said, no, I said, I don't want you to do that. I said, even though I didn't have Lyme at the time, I said, it's going to make me healthier. I said, so I want to eat how you eat. And I tried to be as supportive as I could and things like that. And I mean, of course I could have done better. I'm sure I could go back now and look and find ways I could have done better. But as long as somebody that's got this devil disease has got a strong support system to back them and walk with them through this, it's a big help to keep them motivated.
Yeah. And on that line too, because not everybody does have that, you know, it's just, yeah. it is what it is. But I mean, even on Facebook, there is support groups and people out there that will support you. So, you know, always, you know.
No one's always, ever alone.
That's because, right. No one's ever alone.
You know, there's like you said, you met some great friends through Lyme, and so did I. I just think we have kind of that bond that you'll just mm-hmm. always have. So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see this picture or not, but this is when I was kind of, you can see like my face, everything was just like super puffy. I'm just
all swollen.
She was sick.
Still beautiful, but yeah. definitely not 100 pounds. Right.
No,
yeah.
No,
it changes you for sure.
I just kept, you know, and I wasn't eating a lot, you know, cause it was all coming out, but I just kept gaining and gaining. And, the doctor, that I was seeing for that was treating the Lyme, the holistic doctor, she said, the way she described it, she said that where the weight gain, it was my body protecting itself from the ugliness that was inside it, so to speak. Spirit and she said cheats. This, yeah, spirit cheats. Is that right?
I never can get that. Yeah, exactly.
Spirochetes. Yeah. She thinks it was my body's way of protecting itself was me gaining weight. And then once I hit remission, because when that weight came off, it came off like as quickly as it came on.
Fast.
And because I go on to the doctor because I'm like, I'm losing weight really, really fast. And that's what she said. She said, you gained it. She says, your body was protecting itself. You're healthy now. And that weight's coming back up because it's not needed anymore. So that's kind of how she explained that to me. So,
and that's the thing is that, you know, for the body, so you have all these toxic materials that are produced by these pathogens. So it's not really like the spirochetum itself, it's all the neurotoxins and, you know, things yes. that they create. And you're absolutely right. You know, so the body then needs to dilute these toxins with fluid. And then also you can create then fatty deposits. So you make your fat cells bigger so you can stuff, you know, these toxins into those areas. So mm-hmm. it's like the perfect way to protect yourself against all that. And then, you know, the spirochetes shut down like the thyroid function because, you know, thyroid controls the immune system a lot. So mm-hmm. the spirochete doesn't want the immune system to be active. So it sends signals to, you know, shut down the thyroid. So then when you go after the spirochete and you bring it down, then all of a sudden you can get rid of these toxins and the thyroid kicks in and metabolism kicks in and lo and behold, you know, you don't
need... Your body starts working.
Yeah, it starts working. You don't need to have all those extra pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was on medicine for acid reflux for a long time. And that's something else when she started the clean eating and detoxing her body and everything. And even though doctors tell you you're going to have to be on this for the rest of your life, she just, I mean, they had her on depression medicines at one time. and said that you can't stop them and stuff. And I mean, she just stopped everybody.
The only thing I take now is I take vitamins daily, like vitamin D, B12, you know, just things like that to help support my body, because sometimes my vitamin D does run lower. But other than that, the only thing I take on a regular basis now is thyroid medicine. Everything else I was on, I don't take anymore.
That's great. That's great. So did you have any co-infections with your Lyme, or parasites, mold, candida? Did you deal with any of that?
Candida. I had a big struggle with candida. That was, I think the candida was just as bad as the Lyme, to be honest with you. It was just, for me, it was just, you know, trying to get it out of my body was just.
She would have thrush in her mouth and stuff.
And from, you know what I mean, just all through.
There for a long time, she had to cut out anything with yeast in it. Bread.
Even now, I still have to be careful how much bread. That's why I don't eat a lot of bread, because sometimes I can eat just a sandwich and I still struggle with that. You know, just my body just don't. Yeah. My body don't like it. So I stay away with, I try to, you know, every once in a while I can't resist a sandwich, but.
And you've earned it. It's okay to cheat sometimes, but, you know, and then sometimes when we get so sick from cheating, we remember next time we're like, that sandwich wasn't as good as I thought it was.
I did that one day with cinnamon rolls, and I said, oh my gosh, because then we found some vegan cinnamon
and
rolls.
Sugar and bread.
I was sick all night, my stomach. I was like burping. You know, I told him, I said, remind me not to do that again.
It was those few seconds of sheer joy, you know, and yeah.
And then a nighttime of misery.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So you did the antibiotics, and yeah, you just felt worse, and then you decided I need to find somebody that's Lyme literate, and you found somebody about an hour away from you. So how did they start your program? I mean, how did they find out what it was that you had? I mean, you did the test and that identified, yeah, the Lyme. I'm not sure if it identified all the co-infections as well, but how did, you mentioned muscle testing earlier as you were talking. Is that what the Lyme literate doctor was doing to pinpoint where you needed to go and what to do?
They didn't do the muscle testing on me, but she did some more lab work. She went back through and did a whole new panel and added a bunch of stuff. It was like
she
12 to it was
Bartonella. There was all different, you know, kinds of things.
Along with the stuff I took with her, I also did the essential oils. So I would do frankincense on my feet. I would do 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And I'm a firm believer in that too. Like I even continued that even after remission. Since we have moved, I've quit that because life's just kind of gotten really crazy and everything. But the essential oils, I still use them. Like if I get an earache, I can take tea tree oil and rub it on my ears and do this. And within an hour, I still do stuff like that. But the essential oils was a big part in it as well. I use them quite frequently, you know, along with the treatment and stuff. And detox was the big thing, you know, detox, you know, and it wasn't just one way, you know, so it was doing the Epsom salt baths and with oils and drinking lemon water, you know,
Did you use foot pads too?
I can't remember the name brand, but the detox foot pads where you wake up in the morning and they're discolored, you know, that type thing. So, and I think that's why I didn't have a lot of issues because of the amount of detoxing I did do, but I was just, everything I had read about the Herxheimer reaction, it had me scared to death, so I detoxed as much as I could.
Well, and you're lucky because sometimes you can actually over-detox too fast and get sick too.
Mm-hmm.
So did you never have a Herx reaction through your journey?
Not that I know. If I did, I never would have. I didn't know it.
Wasn't that bad then? Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been that bad, yeah.
Gotcha.
So when they were going after, so they identified then the co-infections, you know, you mentioned, yeah, like was it Bartonella? What were the co-infections that came along? You said Candida and then?
She said Candida and mold.
Mold?
Yeah. Okay. Mold. I had some mold issues. They checked me for, is it Babesia?
Babesia.
Yeah, they checked for that. But had a little bit of mold issues, and Candida was
the biggest thing. Okay. And so how did they go about, let me see, did a lot of detox, but then when they were going after for the killing, you know, what were they doing with the killing part? Do you remember?
What was that dragon stuff?
It starts dragon. It's
like dragon blood?
No, it was.
It was a pill regimen. I can't remember the name.
It started with dragon something.
That was the brand, though. I can't.
Okay, those Chinese herbs.
Yes, it was Chinese herbs. Yes, I can't think of, it was dragon something. I remember when we got them, they were like this huge bottle, and I was just like,
can't you see how tiny I am? It's a big bottle.
they were big pills too.
Yeah.
And along with that, I was, like I said, I was doing the essential oils, the oregano, frankincense, probiotics. That was another thing. I should have got my checklist.
That was one thing she stressed was to for her, because she was having the issues with the acid and stuff. The Lyme doctors told us you need to heal your gut. She said when you can heal your gut and you start healing from the inside, she said that goes outwards, and she said you can heal all of it. And she was really big on having your stomach and all that in good shape.
Yeah,
and that's very important. Do you remember what you did to get your gut health back?
The probiotics, I was I took those on a regular basis, and the biggest thing was the diet, just cleaning up my diet for me, because I was drinking Coke and Sprite every day, you know, just eating whatever, not paying attention to my sugar. I was even having issues with sugar drops, and told me I was hypoglycemic. And now if I have a actual sugar drop, it's from not eating, you know, like, and where I was having them so frequently, I think it's because all of the sugar I was putting into my body, having a Coke and a candy bar, and you know what I mean? It was spiking it, and then no nutritional value, dropping it. And I think that's why I was having those so frequently, was from my diet, because now I don't hardly have those. And if I do, it's truly because I've waited too long to eat something.
And like with her, as far as her diet, I mean, instead of eating three meals a day, like a lot of people do, she eats maybe like six smaller healthy meals throughout the day.
I'm constantly eating.
And I mean, she doesn't eat like potato chips and stuff like that. Like if she wants a snack, she'll eat some fresh broccoli, cauliflower, carrot, stuff like that. Now, I mean, it's really healthy, and she still does way better on that than I do.
Yeah, it's just to kind of keep that blood sugar level, to not put stress on your adrenals, you know, so you don't crash and your energy is stable, and reduce inflammation, all of these things.
And I think that's a big part of my gut health, was the probiotics and just diet cleanup, just getting all that out of there, and just putting, you know, just whole, you know, what your body actually needs, you know, versus what tastes good. You know,
big difference. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing wrong with food to taste good, but I look at food differently now. You know, I'm doing it to nourish my body, to fuel, you know, to give my body what it needs, and just, that's how I look at it now. And so I think that was the biggest thing for me, was just the diet cleanup and adding probiotics to that regimen as well. And like in another part, while we're talking about food, like I said, you know, when they was doing all that testing, they did food allergy testing too, and came up and said, you're allergic to milk and eggs. And I'm sitting here like, what? I've ate this my entire life. You know, what happened? And they said, you know, you can develop food allergies from Lyme disease. And I would sit there and cry, because I'm like, I can't have eggs. No, you know, just, and now, you know, now it's, I've not had it in so long. I just, you know.
She could sit there before, she could sit there with a block of cheese and just eat the whole block of cheese.
Yes, I was a cheese eater.
And I like cheese too. So I would get cheese, and she'd sit over there. She'd say, just watch me. So I seen what was happening. I was like, I'm not going to eat cheese anymore. And I quit eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good husband.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Now it don't bother me, which now, you know, I have actually found some good vegan coconut-based cheeses. So It's good. It's definitely been a learning experience.
Yeah,
they're getting better at it. It used to be horrific, these kind of almond or soy cheeses in the past. Yes. But now, like the coconut and the cashew cheeses that they're coming out with.
My favorite is the chow cheese. It's C-H-A-O. Uh-huh. If you haven't had that one, you've got to give it a try. For me, it's been the best one I've found. But that Daiya stuff, the first time I tried it, I was like, oh, this is not cheese. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to give up when you have stuff like that. And then, you know, if you're having, just anything, pain, fatigue, and then even if you have a lot of brain fog, and you're trying to do this alone, and you're at the grocery store trying to figure out what you can eat, what you can't eat. So it really is tough to do it alone. And I know a lot of people do it alone, but you know, there is still hope, because like you said, there's a lot of support out there. They just need to go to the right places for it.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Brain fog was another one of my big symptoms. It was just, you felt like a cloud or something over, you know, it was awful. But, and you know, that was something else to talk about, inflammation. You know, a lot of people have joint pain and stuff, and you know, I never really had any of that. And I think it's where I started my diet clean up so early in my journey, that just getting the inflammation type causing foods out of my body, I think, helped cut down on me having joint pain. Cause I honestly can say I didn't even have it, you know, maybe some aches and pains every once in a while, but nothing like I've seen some people say, the, you know, they have severe joint pain. And I think a lot of that's just from me being able to clean up my diet.
Worse than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the kind of symptom wise, I mean, you had the severe kind of nausea thing and the extreme weakness, the depression, the brain fog, and then obviously the weight gain. I mean, that was that kind of the big.
A couple of years before that, I was even dealing with some migraines. Never had, you know, seen the spots, and just would have to go like, and never had any issues with that. Just came out of the blue type thing, and that was, that didn't last too long, but it kind of came real fast and then left as quick as it came. It was weird, you know. It just, there was a couple of different things over a span of time that just would kind of onset and then, you know, and
kind of come and go.
Yeah, kind of come and go. But then when it came out, it was just like all at once, and all this stuff was going on. It was like, you know, I knew something was not right. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, people would look at you like you was crazy, almost like you was crazy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, there's something not right. It's just, you can't pinpoint. And then, you know, while I'm mimicking so many different diseases, it just makes it even worse. And
yeah, that's, we went through about three different doctors before, like I said, and we finally went to a family friend of ours, and I was already a patient of his. Mm-hmm. And she had actually worked for his office at one time, but didn't actually see him. And he took her on too. And that's when, and he treated, like the other doctors had, he treated the symptoms a little bit. But like I said, it got to a breaking point where I told him, I said, look, I'm afraid I'm going to lose her. I said, she's sick all the time. I said, she's given up her will to fight. I said, we've got to do something.
That's when I ran the line panel and found that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the one that actually found it. Mm-hmm. But when it come to treating it, when he tried to treat it with antibiotics and seen that it wasn't going to work, he was all for us seeing a Lyme specific doctor.
That's great. And how are you feeling now?
I feel great. You know, I have a lot of energy now. I don't have, you know, don't have any trouble eating, just, you know, I work all the time, you know, I'm very active, you know, so used to when I was dealing with that, I would sleep, my body would require like at least 12 hours of sleep, sometimes more, you know, like I feel like if I didn't get at least 12 hours, I couldn't function the next day.
Yep.
I'm now seven, I'm good. You know, sometimes like now I don't even have to have an alarm clock. I will actually wake up on my own before my alarm clock goes off. So even little things like that, I can tell a big difference. You know, my body.
And they're exciting. Every time something new comes back, you're like, yes.
Well, I mean, and this, so I want to thank you guys for telling this story, because it's so important for people to see, you know, that if you do take these specific steps, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something you can't give up hope. You can't, I mean, if you go to somebody that knows how to guide you through this and take these steps, like the dietary changes and, you know, supporting your detox pathways, and then do appropriately going after the different pathogens, and you can be where you're at now.
That's right. Yeah. Just be your own advocate, you know, trial and error. Don't give up. If one thing doesn't work for you, try something else. And there's always support out there. You're never alone. And I know a lot of times I'm in a Lyme disease group on Facebook, and there's all the time people, they just feel hopeless, you know, and it's sad, you know, but you're not alone. There is hope, and you just, you know, it's not an easy journey at all. And I'll be the first to admit that, but there is hope, and, you know, just don't give up and just continue pushing forward, and you will find what works for you.
The enjoyment I've seen her get back when she's got to the remission point, I mean, it's just standing from my outsider looking at her from where she was to where she is now, it's definitely worth it. Don't give up.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much for sharing your journey. I really appreciate you taking the time, because it gives hope to so many people out there.
Yes. Absolutely does. Thank you guys so much. It's
thank you for having
great
us.
To see that you guys just look healthy and happy, and that's what it's about. So thanks so much for helping us to spread the word and give hope to those that are listening and not having a good day. Push through it. You know, you can do it.
Right.
So thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Feldt.